Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, May 17th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Ukrainian officials say fighters in Mariupol have been ordered to stop fighting, ending a months-long battle that led to civilians and fighters taking refuge at the besieged Azovstal steel plant. Evacuations of the Ukrainian fighters, now prisoners of war, had begun, officials said. The end of the battle for the port city is likely to be viewed as a major victory in Moscow, though it came at a heavy cost as the siege prevented Russian troops from being deployed elsewhere. Elon Musk said overnight that his $44 billion deal for Twitter can't move forward until the company is clearer about how many of its user accounts are fake. In his tweet, Musk said his offer was based on Twitter's SEC filings being accurate. The company has said in securities filings that it estimates false or spam accounts represented fewer than 5% of its daily active users. Shares of Twitter fell in pre-market trading. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it is easing import rules on baby formula in an effort to help boost supplies amid a nationwide shortage. However, an FDA official says it could be weeks before the imported formula will be available on store shelves. The agency also says it reached an agreement with Abbott Laboratories for the reopening of a Michigan plant that makes many formula products. Markets in Asia ended higher while European shares rose in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching retail sales figures due out this morning. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is scheduled to speak at the WSJ's Future of Everything Festival later, and Walmart and Home Depot are among the companies expected to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.